Hello and welcome to Big Seas Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Big Spiderbeck, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Big Seas Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Big Spiderbeck. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be tunes composed by Bix's fellow musicians, part one. Tunes that Bix did not record. In a future program, I will have part two. These will be tunes composed by Bix's fellow musicians, tunes that Bix recorded. All right. The first fellow musician of Bix's that I want to feature is Harry Barris. Harry Barris was one of the three rhythm boys, Bing Crosby, Al Rinker, and Harry Barris. Well, it turns out that Paul Whiteman hired Bing Crosby and Al Rinker, and these two guys had a very nice act, and they were extremely successful out west, and as they came back east, they were still apparently fairly successful, but eventually, I think by the time they got to New York, they bombed. And I believe it is Matty Malnack who suggested to Paul Whiteman that he add Harry Barris to the other two fellows, and that was a great idea because the rhythm boys, the three fellows there were extremely successful. Okay, the first tune by Harry Barris that I want to play is Brown Sugar. And this is a recording by Doc Cook and his Dreamland Orchestra of July 10, 1926 with Freddie Keppard and Elwood Graham on cornet, Fred Garland on trombone, Jimmy Noon on clarinet, Joe Poston and Clifford King on clarinet or alto sax, Jerome Pasquale on clarinet or tenor sax, Kenneth Anderson on piano, Robert Shelley and Johnny Sincere on banjo, Rudolph Reynaud on brass bass, and Bert Green or Henry Hilaire on drums. I will follow that with a recording by Bing Crosby. This is Wrap Your Troubles and Dream. correction, that is, wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away, recorded on March 2nd, 1931, and here Bing is accompanied by members of the Goss Arnheim Orchestra. All right, so let's start then with the two compositions by Harry Barris, first 1926 and then from 1931.
Can truthfully say what for every share with tears we pay. Love is happiness, I've had happiness, but it ended one day. Now I look at life a different way. When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away until that sunshine peeps through. There's only one thing to do. Wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day, say? Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. Then wrap your troubles in dreams. Dream your troubles away. When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. Whistle and dream your cares away until that sunshine peeps through. There's only one thing to do. Whistle and dream your cares away. Your castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day, say? Just remember, sunshine always follows the rain. Whistle and dream your cares away.
You noticed the Freddie part on the first recording that I played. There is a story, I don't know if it is fact or fiction, but the story goes as follows. Freddie Capard was offered the possibility of recording the first jazz record, but he declined because he was afraid that by listening to the record, other musicians would steal his technique or tricks or whatever, and he never was the first one to record jazz. The honor went to the original Dixieland Jazz Band, of course, 1917. All right, fellow musician of Bix's that I want to feature now is Willard Robison. Composer, singer, band leader, very talented guy. And the connection to Bix is that Bix, on October 20, 1927, basically when he was between the Gold Cat and the White Band Orchestra, recorded a few titles with a group sometimes called Willard Robison and his orchestra, sometimes the Chicago Loopers. I do not know precisely the role of Willard Robison in that group, but the name is there and the connection is there, so I thought I'd play a couple of recordings composed by Willard Robison. These two recordings come from a superb tone, quick and dirty production that was produced by Brad Kay in October of 2003. The two numbers that I want to play are Harlem Blues. This is part of the American Suite. It's the last of the compositions for the American Suite, the Harlem Blues. Recorded let's see what Brian Rust tells us. Brian Rust tells us it was recorded on April 20, 1927. And then the next number will be by, again, Willard Robison and his Deep River Orchestra, and the number here would be Harry Sundown. This was recorded also on April 20, 1927. The composition of the band, apparently, again, you know, I I look at Brian Rust's discography. This is not the jazz discography, this is the American Dance Band discography, and the composition of the band is given way back on October 1st, 1926, and it's supposed to be the same in other dates, in 1926 and 1927. Here are the members of the band: Willard Robinson, piano and directing; Walter Holzhaus, and another trumpet. There is a trombone. John Jarman is on mellophone on some titles. There are two clarinets. There is Bob McCracken on clarinet or tenor sax. A question mark, Charles Barnes on banjo guitar. Nick Fisher on brass bass. Question mark, Doc Ross on drums. There is a vocal in, let's see, which one is this? In Harry Sundown. And the vocalists are the Four Fellows. So let's listen then to a couple of compositions by Willard Robinson in 1927. I forgot to mention one thing. Willard Robinson's name is attached or associated with the recordings of October 20 by Dick Spiderbeck. But I don't know what role Willard Robinson played. He's not the pianist. Maybe he's directing the band, or maybe he provided the Deep River Quintet for those recordings. I'll ask that question in the forum. I'm pretty sure Brad Kay will be able to answer that. Okay, so let's get then the music. 1927, two compositions by Willard Robinson. Thank you. apologize for interrupting, but there's something wrong in the composition of the band as given by Brian Ross in 1926. Well, maybe I should say that differently. There's nothing, probably, maybe nothing wrong with the composition of the band as given by Brian Ross in 1926, but it's not the same as the one in 1927. There are clearly at least one violin in that recording, and it is not mentioned in Brian Ross. Well, let's get back now to the second tune by Willard Robison. Those are interesting compositions by Willard Robison. Okay, now I'm going to turn to Frank Trombauer, composer of tunes that Bix did not record. First one I'm going to go out to January 12, 1934, Break It Down. This is Nat Natoli and Charlie Teagarden on trumpets, Jack Teagarden on trombone, Benny Bonasio, Charles Strickfaden, Jack Cordaro, and Frank Trombauer on reeds, Misha Russell on violin, Roy Barge on piano, Carl Kress on guitar, Artie Miller on string bass, and Herb Quigley on drums. Then I'm going to play Choo Choo. This was recorded in New York on September 8, 1930, and we have Andy Sechrist and Harry Goldfield and Nat Natoli on trumpets, Bill Rank and Jack Fulton on trombone, Charles Strickfaden on alto sax, Bud Livingston clarinet and tenor sax, Min Liebruck, bass saxophone, Matt Malnack on violin, Lenny Hayton on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, and George Marsh on drums. So let's listen to a couple of compositions by Frank Krumbauer, one from 1934 and one from 1930. I apologize for interrupting, and mostly I apologize for that particular number. I did not like that at all. I was looking for a pre-1931 composition by Frank Trombauer. I couldn't find one easily, so I guess we're stuck with that one. At least the next one is from 1930. Thank you. That one wasn't much better than the 1934. Well, I have a very narrow taste, and I admit it. Now for the next musician who recorded with Bix and wrote compositions which were not recorded by Bix, I'm going to turn to the great Adrian Rollini. I'm going to have, in fact, a post-1931 recording of Adrian Rollini, but this is with the Giovenuti's Blue Five. And those guys, Giovenuti and Eddie Lang, never lost their style, their inimitable style. So that's good stuff. It is Jigsaw Puzzles, recorded on February 28, 1933, and the five guys are Jimmy Dorsey on trumpet, clarinet, alto sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Goofus Hot Fountain Pen piano, vibes, Joe Venuti on violin, Phil Wall on piano, and Eddie Lang on guitar. I'm going to follow that with a recording from January 15, 1928 by Fred Elizalde and his band. And the members of the band are Chauncey Quilly on trumpet, Bobby Davis on clarinet or alto sax, I guess maybe soprano sax, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Gubus and hot fountain pen, Fred Elizalde on piano, then Len Gibbs is on, Phyllis is on guitar, and Ronnie Gubertini is on drums. This is a composition entitled Dixie. So let's listen to a couple of compositions by Adrian Rollini, one from 1933 and one from 1928. Thank you. That is terrific stuff. Of course, the connection between Bix and Adrian Rollini is that when the Gene Goldcat Orchestra disbanded in the fall of 1927, a bunch of the Goldcat musicians went with Adrian Rollini. He organized a band. It was called the Adrian Rollini's New Yorkers. And while with the New Yorkers, Bix recorded again, I think this was the second time, as Bix and his gang, and one of the members of the gang was Adrian Rollini. Okay. Now I'd like to turn to Bing Crosby. Bing was a very good friend of Bix. They were roommates often when the White Man Band was on tour, and in fact they double dated. When the White Man Orchestra got to St. Louis, they double dated the Schaffner sisters. They also, there is an interesting story related to Bix. Apparently Bing used to come late for rehearsals until Bix joined the band at the end of 1927. Apparently even Bix was getting up early to get on there on time for the rehearsals to hear what Bix was doing. Okay, the two compositions by Bing that I want to play are first Where the Blue of the Night Meets the Gold of the Day, recorded on November 23rd, 1931. Bing is accompanied by a studio orchestra. And then I'll play Love Me Tonight, recorded in Chicago on May 26, 1932. And here, Bing is accompanied by Lenny Hayton and his orchestra, and Frankie Trumbauer is a member of that orchestra. So, let's listen then to a couple of compositions by Bing, one from 1931 and one from 1932.
If only I could see her, oh, how happy I would be, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
That is a fantastic song, one of my favorites in the whole wide world. I was looking at the discography of Eddie Lang by Rich Mitchell, and for this session of November 23rd, 1931, the orchestra accompanying Bix is given as Benny Kruger, leader and alto sax, Manny Klein and Jack Mollick on trumpets, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, possibly Harry Bluestone or Harry Hoffman, and Walter Biederman, Walt Edelstein, and Joe Baum on violin, question mark, Joe Maresco on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, he's really prominent throughout the recording, Hank Stern on brass bass, and Larry Gomar on drums. Well, let's continue with the music.
What a moon for sweetheart, stars in the sky above. This is our chance for sweet romance. Let's make this a night of love. Here we are together, the moon is hanging low. There's magic in its silvery light. It seems to say the time is right. Love me tonight. Life is so uncertain, and no one seems to know how long we have to linger on.
tomorrow we may both be gone. Love me tonight. Oh, let me feel your arms, and let me feel your kiss. And if this great big world must end, oh, let it end like this. My lips are yours forever. My heart is in your hand. My love is yours to have, to hold. Don't wait until the moon is old. Love me tonight. Won't you love me tonight? Oh, love me tonight. Oh, let me feel your arms. And let me feel your kiss. And if this great big world must end, oh, let it end like this. My lips are yours forever. My heart is in your hand. My love is yours to have, to hold. Don't wait until the moon is old. Won't you love me tonight?
There is some interesting discographical information in the Eddie Lang discography by Ray Mitchell. For the May 26, 1932 session where Love Me Tonight and Some of These Days were recorded, the heading says, Bing Crosby accompanied by Isham Jones Orchestra. Then it says, Bing Crosby vocal accompanied by Victor Young, director, arranger. Max Connett on trumpet, Frank Trombauer on C melody sax, Gail Stout on clarinet and alto sax, Harold Jones on tenor sax, Lenny Hayton on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, Cedric Spring on vibes, Charles McConnell on the string bass, and Leroy Buck on drums. And then there is a note at the bottom that says Victor Young directed and arranged both titles as Isham Jones was ill at the time. The records, however, are credited with Isham Jones' name. But the Brunswick Files card indicate recordings are by Lenny Hayton Orchestra. Well, you take your pick, Isham Jones, Victor Young, Lenny Hayton, whatever. It is a great record. Okay, then. I was planning on getting in a couple of compositions by Hoagy Carmichael, but I don't have time, so I'll leave those for a future part two of compositions by Bix's fellow musicians. What I want to do now is play one track from the CD entitled If Bix Played Gershwin. It's a Tom Pletcher, Dick Hyman and their gang CD, Arbor's record, number 19283. In fact, a couple of days ago, I was in the 92nd Street Y in New York City, and I heard the Tom Pletcher, Dick Hyman, and many other talented musicians doing this Bix played the Gershwin. It was a fantastic concert. In fact, at one point I thought I was listening to Bix and his gang. These guys were so good. There was Vince Giordano on bass saxophone. There was Dan Levinson on clarinet, as well as C melody sax. There was David Sager on trombone. And see. Howard Alden on guitar and Arnie Kinsella on drums. But what I want to do is play one track from this CD by Dick Hyman alone. It is a real tour de force, and I'll tell you how it comes about by reading the liners. Say, George Gershwin was known to have favored his own tunes for performance and rarely played anyone else's. Let's suppose that at one of the private parties at which he was known to have performed for hours, he could not turn down a request for In a Mist. Perhaps he would have obliged, but I suspect he would have stuffed the Beiderbecke piece like raisins in an apple pie with as many Gershwin melodies as possible. And the interpolations in the order in which they appear are Summertime, Fascinating Rhythm, Rhapsody in Blue, Porgy's Theme, I Got Plenty of Nothing, The Man I Love, Prelude 2, and I Loves You, Porgy. So here is Dick Hyman, Tour de Force in a Mist, with a bunch of interpolations of George Gershwin's tunes in the year 2004. Thank you. That was excellent. Real perfect combination of In a Mist by Bix and a bunch of tunes from Gershwin. Well, let's get back to Bix now.
Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive. This is